事故发生后，我们立即启动了突发事件医疗卫生救援预案。
Since the accident occurred, we have established the medical emergency response team and have dispatched 110 doctors from the city's 29 major hospitals to the accident sites. The doctors cover areas such as general surgery, orthopedics, burns, intensive and emergent care.
Wang Jianchun, director of Tianjin's Health and Family Planning Commission,outlining some of the challenges they're facing in the wake of Wednesday night's massive blast. Doctors and other medical experts from Beijing and surrounding areas are also being sent in to help deal with the massive amount of casualties. At the same time, psychological specialists are also in Tianjin to help the victims cope with what they've been through. Massive blood drives are also continuing.Local authorities in Tianjin say as of last night, they believe they have the fires from Wednesday night's massive blast mostly contained. Meanwhile, more than 200 military specialists are now in Tianjin to assess the environmental impact from the explosion and fire. Authorities have been monitoring the air quality in and around the city amid fears of toxic smoke putting more people into the hospital.Wen Wu-Rei with the Tianjin Environmental Protection Bureau says the air quality has remained normal in the region.
We checked the figures of the five automatic air quality monitoring systems which were installed nearby. The results show that the air quality there basically remains the same level with other areas of Tianjin, and it was not affected by these pollutants.
In addition,Environmental authorities in Beijing say the capital's air is not expected to be affected, as the prevailing winds have been blowing most of this smoke out to sea. Tianjin's Environmental Protection Authority is taking a close look at the water around the blast area.
We have started to test the water quality at discharge points. For now, all the three water discharge points moving out to the sea have been closed, and the water is being tested.
Rail links connecting downtown Tianjin to the Binhai New Area remain suspended. The massive shockwave from the blast has damaged one of the terminals along the line. It remains unclear when the rail services along that line will resume. As Tianjin begins to take stock of the situation this Friday, questions about what caused the massive blast remain unanswered for the time being. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang are both demanding a thorough investigation,promising the full weight of the law will be applied to anyone found negligent. Meanwhile, condolences have been rolling in from around the world. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has issued a statement of condolence, particularly for the firefighters who made the ultimate sacrifice. For CRI, I'm Luo Wen.